Hello once again. My name is Grace and I want to welcome you today to the Mitaki Green Chapel International English Service and feel at the feet of Jesus. We are one family here. We love each other and we love worshiping and praising God together, and we also love listening to each other praise the Lord and present prayer requests and just share our hearts out with one another, because that's what family is meant for. So welcome this afternoon and feel at the feet of Jesus. I will just read a scripture to you. We normally read this scripture, but today it just came on my heart and I just want to share it with you again. It's from the book of Philippians chapter 2. Chapter 2 from verse 5 to 11. Yeah. This is NIV version. I normally use New King James, but I'll read this version. So Philippians 2 verse 5 to 11, it says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. So this time, I want to invite you. So let's see, is there anyone visiting for the first time? Maybe you've come before, I don't know. Could you introduce yourself and tell us where you come from, what you're doing around, and just... yeah, where you are is okay. You can come here or say from where you are. We'll be fine. Yeah, welcome.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm from Australia, but I'm just visiting here for 2 weeks. Yeah, yeah, thank you.
So welcome everyone. This is time for prayer requests or praise reports. Maybe we prayed together or you prayed by yourself over something and God was able to do it. We will be glad to hear from you. And if there is something you're still praying and you want God to help you, to stand with you, please tell us. We will pray together with you. So welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. I want to thank you for the prayers from last week. It was a very hard week, and had some rest, but I would like you to continue praying for me and my family. So, and this morning we had a great blessing. Actually, right now starts the concert of the group Night of the Light. It's from Hokkaido. It's a group from Hokkaido, and they did a worship this morning, and then they having the show today. It's with the World Hunger Day today, and they are in that presentation. So please pray for them and for their ministry. They really have encouraged us in this church. So please continue praying and prayers for us. Thank you.
Something to say? All right, good. Testify. No. Good afternoon. Praise God, just a small thing. On Monday, it was a national holiday. I had the day off from school, and so Naomi was able to spend a day with her sister going shopping. So I was just at home babysitting. And she was just off the whole day from the morning and then didn't come back till nighttime. So just praise God that she had a day of rest. So that was good. So please pray for her and me as well, mostly for her. She needs the strength. She's working double time with the baby. So praise God for rest.
Hello, my name is Mihoko. I think most of you know already about Midori Sawara's mother. Yes? All of you know? A week ago, Midori Sawara's mother was diagnosed as an, I hope I can say this long medical word, acute bone marrow leukemia. Is that right? So we definitely need to pray for the mother and the daughter and the family. And also, one thing I'd like to share with you is last Friday, I, Mikio and I, my husband, and I gladly attended the Bible. Mikio loves the Bible study very much. And he is keen on studying the Bible. Every morning we read the book of wisdom. And another lady belonging to the Jim's Bible study whispered to me. She's not a Christian yet, but I really love this Bible class. Maybe Jim Sensei doesn't know this. Her name is Mikiko. So please pray for her. Thank you.
My name is Darcy. I just wanted to share that about once a month-ish, there's a little group of Christians who are gathering in, right now it's been in our house every time, Oasa. Yesterday we met, there were 12 of us total, including Megumi and Yua, from three different churches, all living in Kita, Hiroshima. We always have to drive a long way to our church, but we could get together and it's really convenient. There's a couple, they're older, I don't know, maybe late 60s or something, and to baby Yua, we've got a couple white Americans and Japanese, and it's with Aya Ono from the Japanese service. This came out of a time that she and another Japanese Christian friend, Kanai Oshio, the three of us had been gathering just to pray and to sing. I just want to praise God. It's just been this natural, I have no idea what God wants to do. I know we're just supposed to get together and praise God and sing and pray and wonder. But it's been wow. It's just another of those things where we just feel like God just keeps doing things and we just get to keep being surprised. So I just was really just delighted in that time yesterday. And also just a praise that I just get to see so much of my sister, Aya. Just her gifts. She's so gifted. And yesterday she's doing some of the piano, and then she's doing some of the leading the prayer time, and then she's reading the word, and she's helping facilitate the whole little gathering, and it's oh God, thank you. And I just feel like it's a privilege that I feel because God made us friends is one of the, I feel like that was what prompted this whole thing to kind of open up and to get to see my sister in Christ's gifts used because God just put us together and gave us this heart to do this together. It's really cool. So just praise God for Aya and for the worship gathering and for what God's going to do next. Thanks.
Hello again. So I will share with you how my week has been and my prayer requests and my praise reports. God is so good, and I always thank him that he brought us to Japan. And of course, Japan is a developed country. Some of us come from developing countries, and we are so happy to be here and to be making money and to be enjoying life. And then God is looking to us because we are Christians, and people in this country don't know God. So what can we do in this country? And I've been asking God what I can do for him. So last week I shared with you what God laid on my heart. I work at Hiroshima University, and next to our building, we do research. So next to the research building is the hospital, and we have patients, inpatient. One building is inpatients and the other one is outpatients. And behind the buildings, we have a park where people go and relax at lunchtime and just throughout the day. So I felt God lay on my heart that I can use my lunch breaks to go to the park and try to talk to the people who are relaxing in the park and just specifically pray with them. Just ask someone if they are willing to be prayed for, and I pray with them. And I shared with you two guys that I was able to pray with the previous week, and I want to do more for God. I want to use the time he has given me and the opportunity, and I just thank God. There's freedom of worship in Japan. I just can't imagine that you can just talk to somebody about God and you will not be arrested or you will not be questioned and it will not cause any trouble. But then this week, something happened. I'm somebody who is, when I get afraid of doing something, I become so fearful. I can even start shaking. So this week, I'm just so full of fear. I don't know what I'm fearing because no one has done anything to me, and it's my free time, lunchtime, and thank God you can talk to anyone. But I'm just so full of fear. I could just choose the time I want to go and then go to the park, and I see someone just sitting by themselves, and I feel the Spirit of God telling me, go to this person, just initiate a conversation with them and pray with them. But then this cloud of fear just comes and fills me up on that bench, and I'm just afraid, and just so many thoughts run through my mind, discouraging me, just so many misleading thoughts, and the fear just takes over, and I cannot move. So I just stay there, the individual will stand and go away, or I just don't do anything. And then I go back, and then I don't even know, why am I fearing? What am I fearing? Rejection? They'll reject me, they'll look down on me, they'll question me, a foreigner, what are you telling me? You know, just things going on in my mind, and I know it's fear. And one of the biggest enemies of witnessing for Christ is fear and pride. Because at the same time, you can witness so much and you begin to feel, wow, I'm doing something great. But the Bible says, don't be happy. Be happy that your name is in the book of life. So, of course, there are these days when I'll talk to someone and I feel, wow. But Chris Sensei was just encouraging me today. I want to focus on the joy of someone hearing the word of God, the gospel, for the first time. Because the chance that someone in Japan has never heard about God or Jesus is very high. So most likely, these people that I'm approaching, they've never heard about God. Maybe they know, maybe they've seen, but maybe they've never just have such a direct interaction in prayer. But I know the enemy doesn't want people to know about God. That's one of the things he doesn't like. He would like to keep Japan as it is. And so if we want to do anything, he will put fear in us. He'll put pride in us. He'll just discourage us from doing what God wants us to do. So I want to ask you for your prayers. Pray for me, because I strongly feel God has given me this opportunity. Because I go to the hospital every day, I have this precious opportunity. I'm not so busy that I don't have free lunchtime, like 1 hour. And there's no one who will arrest me for going to the park. Neither will anyone question me for initiating a conversation with someone. But the enemy has just filled me with fear. Sometimes I just begin to fear even when I'm at home. Why are you doing this? Why are you going to the park? Why are you talking to people? You shouldn't do this. And I just get afraid at my home, maybe at night. I'm just saying, okay, I should stop doing this. But I know God wants me to do it for him, But the enemy doesn't want. He doesn't like it. He wouldn't want any one more soul to know God. You know, he will really be happy when people will keep the way they are. So pray for me because I desire to do this. And I know it's an opportunity God has given me. Now that I'm in that place, I don't know how long I'm going to be there, but I want to talk about Christ to people. And my Japanese language is so limited, but the little I can, I just want to tell someone about Jesus and pray with them. Mostly I want to pray for them because there are people who are sick, and somehow, sometimes God has put someone in that position of being sick so that they can know God, they can hear about him, because the pride of life can make you not submit to God. But someone is sick, they are more willing to listen about God or more willing to surrender to some greater power than if they were just healthy. So this week, I met one patient. His name is Shinji-san. I was able to talk to him and to pray with him. He told me he has liver cancer from like April this year. And I just pray that you will pray with me for myself, for God's strength on me, and also pray for the people I meet. I really desire that they will be receptive to receive the love of God. And also pray for my language. Sometimes I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. And I want to pray in Japanese. But I can pray a little in Japanese, but then it becomes difficult. And these are people who know nothing about God. So please keep me in your prayers. And I still encourage you. You also have a world of people to witness to, which is a different world from mine. So go forth and do it. Do not be afraid. There are days I was just so full of fear, but I would just say, okay, I'm afraid, but I'm going. I'll go and talk to this guy. I'm afraid, but I'm going. And I go. And the guy will accept to listen to me and to be prayed for. So fear is there. But let not that fear draw us back from witnessing to the people around us. We don't know how long we're going to be around these people. We don't know how long we're going to be with them, but just pray. God, help me to be a witness, because it's a calling for all of us. So that's my prayer request, and also pray for Shinji-san. He came to the hospital. He told me he would just be admitted for maybe a day or so. So maybe he was just there that day and the next day only. But I'm glad I was able to meet him and to pray with together with him and the rest. So that's a prayer request. And number two, I want you to pray for a lady. Her name is Akiho. I remember telling you about Akiho some time back. We used to have Bible studies with her at Hiroshima University. But for close to a year now, we've not done any Bible study. And the reason is, last year she went for internship in Saitama around November or October. And so she was away until April this year. And that's the time I was also busy traveling to the US, traveling to Kenya, and so on. And so we have not met. I haven't even seen her for almost a year. And of course, partially I'm to blame because I haven't communicated with her and asked for time for Bible study. But this week I felt a burden to reach out to her. And I just messaged her. Hi, Akiho. Are you in Hiroshima Daigaku? Like, how are you doing? And she sent me a message, and she was very honest. Like, actually, I asked her because she used to come to this church, but I haven't seen her in the Japanese service. So I also asked her, I haven't seen you in church for a long time, and something. And she was just genuine with me. She told me, this is what, I'll just read for you her response. She really needs our prayers. I'm busy, but the reason why I can't go to church, maybe my love for the God is getting weaker. Even I watch the church's YouTube videos. I don't know if she meant I don't watch or I watch. I watch the church's YouTube videos. I pray less than before. But I have some free time so we can meet. So this is what she told me, and I felt like, wow. And she just represents a whole lot of people in Japan who just don't love God anymore. They just don't have interest to come to church. You know, we have people who don't know about God. There are those who know about God and they just lost interest. So please pray for her and pray that we can resume my Bible study together with her, because the good thing is she was willing to pray with me. So we met on Friday after like a year and we were able to talk and to pray. So please pray for her. She's a student. She's in the medical school. She's now in Gonense, fifth grade. So she has a fifth year. She has one more year, yeah, because they take 6 years. So she still has some time in Hiroshima University. Let's pray for her, because she's not yet baptized, but she had a love for God. That's why she was coming to Mitaki. and she did some Bible study with me. But that love kind of, was fading away. But thank God, because it's just God's timing is the best. So pray that we can resume our Bible study, and pray for me. I really desire to have Bible studies, but I don't have people. So if I'll get at least one more person, two more people, we can meet and pray and study the Bible. That's my desire. So